And welcome to another episode of Pasty in the Jam. It's your boy Pace, and with me as always, fresh off another bout with the gout, Jammer Bundle.
Dude, these interviews are getting better. I mean, intros are getting better and better every week.
I got a whole notebook full of them.
I don't doubt that at all.
How's it going, man? Oh,
my goodness. It's going great. It's solid. This week is great. I'm going to Colorado on Sunday for like a week and then a big work trip. But I had worked out twice today. It's a great fucking day. And we're here. Like, look at us.
We are here. And, you know, I feel lucky to still be here. It was kind of a volatile week in the sports podcasting industry. Zach Lowe got let go by ESPN. And, you know, it just reminds me, I'm so glad we're our own bosses. We don't have to deal with those corpo heads and all that shit, you know. And anyone in this industry knows how it can go. And it's just, we're lucky to be able to do this how we do. Just our own bosses, our own schedule, our own everything.
That's absolutely right. We don't need to be answering to our corporate overlords, even though they make the money. We're fine with where we're at. This is exactly the small-time podcast that could. That's just us.
And in fact, it's Friday afternoon, so our corporate overlords are funding this episode right now.
Shout out, not a sponsor, but could be.
What's the tank of the week, Jammer Bundle?
What's the tank of the week? This tank of the week is the only tank I own from Wisconsin. It says, I forget what it's called, North Bay. Anyway, that doesn't matter. The back of this tank says beer, bait, and ammo on it, and it's bright orange, and it's for Jime, because he's our lone badger here, and the only time I've ever shot a gun was at Jime's bachelor party. So there's the ammo part. We drank a bunch of beer, and then there was this girl dressed as Boba Fett, but like sexy Boba Fett, so she was Booba Fett. She was bait for Dempsey. Beer, bait, and ammo. Jime's bachelor party. Congrats, Jime. High score of the week. We'll get you on the pod one of these days.
I love it. Beer, bait, and ammo. Is it gout or gait that you have?
Gout.
Gout, okay. What's gait?
Gait is like how you walk. Like your gait is...
So the gout affects your gait, maybe.
Gout affects your gait.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's get right into it. Week one, week
that was
three.
What was I think that? It's four.
Week four recap, yeah. Let's get
after
right into
our medical
it.
Medical talk. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get right into it. The week four recap. Start us off, Jammer.
All right, dude, we got the butt cheese gaggle squeeze, 90.06 over Stree's Nuts, 87.08. Very, very close game. Strat, unfortunately, got 0 points from Rashee Rice and Mark Andrews combined. Very high draft picks to start the season.
Oof.
Kind of shitty going. Rashee Rice, we'll see what's happening with his knee. As a fellow knee survivor, my heart goes out to him. But Pat really came through. Rashee Rice, you know, we're on the same plane. Pat. Jahmyr Gibbs came through on Monday with 19.8 points to seal that victory. And I was thinking Jahmyr might be the best way I would rather spell my name if it wasn't J-A-M-M-E-R.
It's there. You need to do that.
Do you think? I think we change it.
It looks like Jammer. I see that. J-A-M-Y-R.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you got to do that right now.
All right, I'm going to call DVS, get my new license. It's Jahmyr now.
Congrats to Pat. Hey, Pat, if you're listening, return my text messages, dick. I doubt he's listening, but just in case.
Pat, you have you have 3 days from right now to return Pace text message. Otherwise, we're showing up at your house.
Maybe it's because it's not even anything fun. I was asking him if he had any recommendations on the best child-proof cabinet locks.
Opposite of what we used to text about.
Next matchup, we have the Cummy Generation versus the Frightened Carpies. Both squads 2-2 now.
Ooh, all right. Hitting that 500 game. Bino, great work. 94.4 over Griff, 88.48. But like a Big Ten football game, not really much to see here. No fireworks. Everybody just 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Bino got it done.
Way to sell
it. I didn't
it.
Write anything for this.
Clearly. Next matchup. If anyone's still listening, we got Papa Krebs' Cobb and Clobbers, the always reliable Clobbers, versus Dura Carthrall. AG on top.
Throttle car thrall. Yeah, AG smoked him. 102 smoked them. 102.12 to 85.5. Dude, they got Chuba. Chuba Hubbard, resurgence down in Carolina, killing that. And then they're both their receivers. Malik Nabers, Deontay Johnson came in for 17. Malik Nabers, great pick, boys. I don't know when you got him, but really good job. He is just absolutely lighting it up for the Giants. But you know our boy AG. All he does is win. No matter what, got money on my mind, I can never give it up. He's got two Jalens, one Alvin, and Aaron Jones just killing it for him this week. Good job, AG.
Per usual. Yeah, hopefully Nabers is back soon. He's pretty fun to watch. And shout out Eloise. We forgot on the last episode when I was doing the new additions to the You Honk We Drink family, I forgot to mention Race Car's daughter, Eloise. So welcome to the family, Eloise. You know, though, it was when I was going through it, I forgot Race Car was in the league.
Oh yeah.
And I was just going through on the top of my head, like, all right, who all had kids? And I forgot Race was in the league. So it's not that I forgot you, El, it's that I forgot your dad, which, you know, common occurrence.
Just kidding. Long snapper. I mean, Brewster forgot him once.
Love you,
we
Race.
Love you, Race.
He's one of our listeners. We gotta be nice to him.
Right. Do love you a lot. And can't wait to meet Eloise.
Such wonderful praise from him on the podcast. He said, hey, it's actually okay. Or above average, I think he said.
Above average.
Above average.
Hey, for us, that is, we're doing it.
That's the feedback that keeps us going.
There we go. Week after week.
All right, next matchup.
All right. Honestly, what is the point? 128 versus Johnny's looking to Kirk, 101.1. Dude, and CJ Stroud, DeAndre Swift, each got 23+. Huge game. And Favreto's love for Brandon Avery is just absolutely carrying him this year. He missed one, but he booted one. He missed a field goal, but he still got 10+ points. He's gotten 10+ every single week. He's like the best player Favreto has drafted, and he drafts like 3 quarterbacks a year. So just absolutely great work, Champagne Favi. The only bright spot for Johnny's team was San Francisco's defense rumbling for a huge 23 points.
Did PD figure out how to set his bench lineup or his whatever he was mad about that he couldn't figure out?
That's a good question. John, call in the next 20 minutes if you did. I love that we host the podcast and know the least about fantasy football.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be the commissioner. I haven't really looked at it.
I mean, also that.
I don't know what the rules are.
No, it doesn't matter.
Whatever's on the scribble chicken scratch paper, those are the rules.
Whatever we rat eye fried with tie and five puss cut, that's all we know.
Exactly.
Next matchup, we got the Squirrels. 134.38 over sucking on that Smurf puss. 87.54.
Is that Stad and Ty?
Yeah, that's Stad and Ty.
Okay, now that's a name I can get behind.
Absolutely. And I'm getting to that in a second, too, because the Squirrels got back to our winning ways, even though they kicked us in the D. They had a 12-8 advantage on special teams, which I assume is going to happen every week that Stad's in the league. He's just going to kick in the D every time. You got to get that former kicker love out there. Two things for this game. Derrick Henry might be a better pick than Code Red last year.
Yep.
I don't think that's a hot take. I think that's correct. And we as a collective, Hennessy and I, were less drunk when we picked Derrick Henry than when we picked Christian McCaffrey.
Are you sure? I know Hennessy, you know, no.
Yeah.
But are you sure?
Derrick Henry was pretty early.
Okay.
I think.
That looked like a great call. Did you see McCaffrey has Achilles tendonitis in both legs?
Both. It's spreading.
Is he coming? Like, is he going to play at all this year?
Dude, I don't
He's
think
doing the
so,
Germany
man.
Trip. Like, he went to Germany, I guess, to get the Kobe procedures
the Kobe
done.
Kobe thing? And, yeah.
That's not looking good. That's not what you want to hear.
Mm-mm. Sorry, Johnny. It's going to be a tough road to hoe.
Yikes. And he was one of the highest drafted players, right?
He went highest.
Oh, yikes.
Him or Breece Hall. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys dodged that bullet. Derrick Henry looks freaking incredible.
Dude, on that offense, he had a bust out 87-yard run the first time he touched the ball last week. It is so fun to watch him run. It is like, I heard it equated to the mascot game when they play against the 7-year-old kids, and like Victor the Viking is just barreling over these 6 and 7-year-olds. That's how Derrick Henry rolls.
Yeah, 15 points on one touch of the ball. It's pretty incredible.
Not too shabby. All right, so getting back to sucking on that Smurf puss. let's dive into depths unknown. Let's dive into the inner banks of Tyler Hartson's mind. What do you think this means? I looked back, and it was hitchhiking to high score. I was trying to think if it, maybe he was, because I know the story now. He picked up a hitchhiker on the way home from an event at the Chesterbird, and I think only Griffin Symes like knew that. So I think, and he was playing Symes, one of them that week. So that could be it. But then I'm not sure how Hennessy and I are equated to sucking on that Smurf puss. I think this could just be a random Tyler Hartson thing of where he loves the blue waffle.
Oh, I see what's going on. Okay, so yeah, because this week he's playing the Papa Krebs' Cobden Clobbers, so he changed his name lots of poopies in Cobden.
Yeah.
So sucking on that Smurf puss, Jim, has to be some sort of, you tell us what it means.
Dude, I gotta rack my memory banks. I don't know I've done that.
Blue, so was there any girl that had the last name Blue or something? Emily Blue Eyes.
Emily Blue Eyes? That could be it.
Smurf.
Blue. I don't know. And maybe somebody short? Emily Hustet? No? I don't know. Ty, we got to get you on the pod, and we're going to go through all of the names that you pick for your team this year and ask them what they mean. All right. And our high score of the week, Jime, summertime Jime, winning time Jime. Everybody is so happy about this. Suck it, kid in the class that said you look like Tim Robinson. Jime puts up 143.88, and Symes, what will be my rad name, 98.02.
Oh, Jime changed his team name.
Yeah.
What was it?
Always. It wasn't summertime Jime. Penetration potion? Was that
penetration
him?
Penetration potion. There you go.
Nice, nice.
The lone badger now. Oh, man. We didn't get him on the episode for today.
I know. How embarrassing is that? Yeah.
Jesus. He's going to start thinking it's intentional.
I know. That's 2 years in a row. He's got high score and he hasn't been on the pod.
Jim, we'll get you on. I don't know that the way we our schedule is going to allow to do guest interviews every week. Maybe we'll just have to think of like midway through the season, we do one where we try to call everyone for like 10 minutes or something.
That could work.
Yeah.
A megapod?
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
That's what we do at our All-Star break.
All right. Well, thanks for the recap, Jammer. We'll be right back with our award section. Surprisingly, no one emailed into the podcast mailbag to offer up a name for this category. So I guess it's still just awards. But maybe we said the email address wrong. That had to be it. It's youhonkwedrinkleague@gmail.com.
But you don't spell it all out. It's yhwdleague@gmail.com, right?
Yeah, I couldn't do the... I couldn't do the acronym in my head, so I just said it. But all right, we'll be right back. And we're back. Let's get into our awards, Jammer. First of all, apologies. I was supposed to put all the sound clips in last week for each of the awards, but I was too lazy. So maybe this week I'll be more ambitious.
We'll see.
Regardless, let's get into the first award. The Vinny Chase gets Aquaman, a.k.a. Best Thing to Happen to the Crew Award.
Victory! And this week, I think you can only give it to one thing. And it's because, even though it happened over a week ago, we're getting a Shouthouse reunion, baby! Oh, the place where so many friendships were forged, where Symes' marriage was forged. Absolutely where we spent way too much time and way too much money, even though they tried to give us stuff for free. The reason we all love 80s music, or at least one of them, it's going to be for the best fucking reason possible. Joey Favre and Jeremy Favre are turning 40 this year, so let's celebrate the best possible way, baby! Arr!
Where's the party, or what is it?
So, at the Hamel VFW, which I was talking
amazing.
I was talking to Champagne Favi the other day, and he was like, if you told me I was going to have my 40th birthday party at
the Hamel VFW...
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Awesome.
Yes. We're already looking at hotels in the area, seeing if we can get like a shuttle going on for everybody. It's going to be so much fun. So there's the Hamel VFW holds like 200 people. Invites went out. Wow. Shouthouse guys are booked. We got three Shouthouse guys.
Oh, they're actually going to be there too. Oh,
and amazing. One of the dudes is flying in from Texas to be here. It's just going to be a legendary, legendary night. Start thinking of costumes right now. I was with Symes last night. I was looking at David Lee Roth tights. It's going to be so fun.
I love that they're able to get one of the guys to fly up from Texas.
And he was so willing and ready to do it. He's like, I've been waiting for this call.
Which one was it?
Alan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible. And then it's Nick and Kevin, I assume, is the other two?
Kevin's going to be out of town. It's Nick and Steve.
Okay, got it. That'll be incredible. And we get to see Favreau. He's even better. And Courtney.
All the good things. I assume
Courtney would be there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that is a worthy candidate for the award there. The next award, I don't have friends, I have family. Best family story. So I was back home in Springfield this past weekend for my little sister Ashley's wedding, which was great. So I figured I would share quickly the story of how that relationship came about. So this was actually Ashley's second wedding. She's 32, if I'm 30. Yeah, she's 32 years old. She got married like 10 years ago, maybe 8 years ago for the first time.
Okay.
And that was her first marriage. And now this marriage was actually to the guy who was the best man in the first wedding.
No.
Yeah.
Springfield tea.
Yeah, swear to God. And so they didn't have a wedding party this time. And I asked her, I'm like, oh, is it because Rusty's afraid you're going to leave him for another groomsman? And she didn't think that was very funny. But yeah, the only thing I remember about the first wedding that was 10 years ago or whatever was they were all in camouflage suits.
Oh, dude, like, I remember you showing us this picture now.
So
that one didn't stick around, huh?
No, yeah. But I don't know. Congrats, Ashley and Rusty. Rusty Groom is his name.
Well, that worked out really well.
Right?
for that day only.
Yeah. So anyways, that's all.
I really appreciate your dedication to podcast content, going back to Springfield every now and then and instigating little kind of things, seeing what we can garner out of our friends down there.
Oh, yeah. I got more coming up later. The funniest part about the wedding, so they got married out on the farm place, which used to be my grandparents' farm place, but Ashley and Rusty live there now. Anyway, it was in the back of the grove by the rock pile. And I know. And my dad was like, oh, I'm going to get the drone out and I'm not going to tell Ashley, but I'm going to fly the drone up overhead and record the whole thing. She'll love it. And I was like, I wouldn't fuck with, the bride's plans, because he decided this at like 3 a.m. the night before the wedding down in the basement when we were drinking.
Good.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So the wedding starts. Ashley walks down the aisle. And they get up there, and then also my dad is standing back in the cornfield flying this drone overhead, and all you can hear is the drone. And Ashley and the guy's starting to talk and, like, do the whatever you call it ceremony part. Yeah. And all you can hear is. And so there's like four of us being like, Dad, get the fuck up. So finally he like backed the drone up. Further back and higher, and then he couldn't hear it anymore. But yeah, Ashley, I don't think she's very happy with it. But I was just sitting there the whole time. I'm like, if this comes crashing down, I'm like, Ashley, I'm gonna just die.
Oh my god.
He was just trying to be sweet, but
yeah,
didn't think that one through.
No, not quite. It was the gesture, I guess.
Anyways, next award. You do it. You're better at the quote here.
Once in Gotham is ashes, you have my permission to die.
AKA the washed, most washed award.
Yep.
Did you have anything here?
No, I like where this is going, though.
So this is just a really small story, and sorry, Dempsey, if you didn't want me sharing this, but call in the next 10 minutes and I'll stop. So he had a date last night in St. Paul, so he was just asking me on, what's today, Thursday? So Tuesday night, he was asking me, what would be some like good places in St. Paul for a quick date or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I gave him some, blah, blah, blah. And he was telling me a little bit about her. And he was kind of like, not worried, but just mentioning that she's a little younger. She's in her 20s, like her late 20s. And I was like, oh, I mean, that's not a bad thing. Younger might even be better. And he's like, oh, I don't know that it's always better, but yeah, it'll be something. And then he goes, but what if it ends up going well and leading to something? Like, how am I going to keep up with all of the sex she's going to want to have? So Dempsey worrying about how he would keep up with having all the sex a 20-year-old wants to have, a 26-year-old would want to have, seemed pretty washed to me. But and I was just like, wow, I feel so bad for you for all the sex you're going to have, Joe.
Stallion.
Yeah. It's Dempsey, so maybe he was kidding, but Dempsey also likes to worry about things. And so I was just picturing if he's like, God, you know, I have a job and I'm 36 years old. I can't keep up with sex three times a day. We're
definitely
in a different era.
Yeah. We really are.
What's the next award, Jammer?
Next award. I don't know if this award is fun or dumb because it's a very visual award, and this is a audio medium. The next award is the Autobots Rollout for the best AI drawing of the week. We didn't get really many this week. Strat, get on it. Favi, get on it. Let's go, because the only AI drawings that I had to pick from were the ones that I sent in lieu of a podcast last week. And the best one, number two, the runner-up, was the Symes over AG meme or drawing, which was Symes just being that rocker and AG playing piano in the middle of a football field. Yeah. I was like, that was perfect for them. But the winner is the Jaime over Favretto Award, which is the, if you remember, it's the badger waterboarding the old man bartender with a bottle of champagne, pretty much. And the badger just looking all angry, and the bartender's kind of giving like a Favretto face with the up eyebrows and like, this isn't that bad. So it's like, it's almost Jaime's virtual version of a face hump in Vegas.
I'm looking at it right now. It is glorious. What did you think about the AI image Snapchat podcast format?
It was not my favorite. I would much rather talk to you and do this all the time. And I also had way bigger ideas for it, and then I got lazy.
That's not what I wanted to hear. I was hoping you really loved it. I was like, we could just do that every week. It was much easier. Much easier for me.
Way easier for you, yeah.
Way less work.
But also, we don't get reactions on this. But it didn't get a lot of pop in the Snapchat thread either, so I was like, I don't know if this is good.
I liked it. Mostly, I think, because I didn't have to do anything.
But. Yeah, yeah. there were some reactions, some emoji reactions.
Well, I appreciate you keeping the train rolling. Way to put in your effort for the year.
Yep, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Now the real reason we're here. The next three awards are all for Jammer. And they all seem connected, and I don't know anything about these, so please steal the show for the next 20 minutes and tell me all about the next three words. First one, here comes Salami Jam, the jammiest moment, which of course goes to Jammer.
Yep, and here it is. So on Wednesday night, I had Chipotle for dinner, and then the next morning I'm doing a workout class. I'm going to a cycle class at 6 a.m. Have Chipotle night before, just chilling. Being everything fine, I wake up a little bit late for like the cycle to get there, and my nose is kind of runny, and so whatever. And I'm like, whatever, I can make it. I can get out the door. We're good, golden. Throw all my stuff on. I get about 2-3 blocks away from our house, and I'm like, not gonna make it. Not gonna make it. I start clenching my butt cheeks together so hard, harder than I've ever clenched a butt cheek in my entire life, and I'm at that moment, I'm like, oh my God, I kept going. I didn't stop because I wanted to make it. I wanted to be there on time. So I didn't turn around. And I was like, you can do this. Come on. I didn't make it. So now after I round a corner, I'm like 8 blocks away from our house at this point. Round a corner, and I'm like, all right, so now I'm looking for places where I can just go and squaw for a second. And I find like this public area.
Oh my God.
Next to like some electrical poles and whatnot. And then so I park the car. I'm still clenching as hard as I can. And then I pop out of the car. Didn't even make it to the side of the road. It just started like kind of flowing. So I'm like, I've got these boxers and I take them off immediately.
Why are you sharing this?
So I think it's what the people want. So I finished doing the deed, throw the boxers away, and I put my shorts back on that I'm going to do the class with. I didn't have anything to wipe with, obviously. So this has happened previously to me. And so you know how the end of this goes. There were still some remnants in the shorts as I sat down. And I drive the rest of the way to Lifetime, like 10 minutes. So I pop out of the car, look back to grab my water bottle, and there's like this this stain that looks like it could be coffee stain, but I obviously don't drink coffee, and it was weirdly right under where I was sitting. No idea where it came from. Actually, I know exactly where it came from because it came from the shorts that I put on.
Oh my God. I'm like,
the fuck do I do now? So I splashed some water on it, and then I didn't want to throw the shorts away at Lifetime because I worked there. Then I luckily had a spare pair in my bag, so I get in there, try to clean myself off a little bit, throw on the spare pair of shorts, go up, do the cycling class, and I feel like I can kind of smell it lifting up for me, and I'm like sweating it profusely too, so I'm not sure if it's like running down my leg or anything. Luckily it never did. and then I just had to bail and come back home. I finished the class, and then I was like, well, I have no idea what to do now. So later that day, I go back to Lifetime, and I told the dudes that I work with in like the operations management team. I was like, I got my dog pooped in my car. I have this weird stain. Do you have anything like that you'd recommend that I could use to get it out with? And they went through a bunch of things in their head. And then he was like, no, just use this. So I went out, and then the stain came out. So like, went all around. It's like nothing ever happened, and the only evidence is this podcast.
I don't even know what to say. I'm in awe. You know, I think the first thing that comes to mind is that all you had to do to win the 2024 Mr. Health and Fitness Award was just tell them that you would literally rather shit your pants than miss a cycling class.
Wow. Yes.
It got my vote. What a fucking psycho. You were in your car. Why didn't you just go back home and poop quick? Stop at a gas station.
Well, there wasn't any gas stations. It was 5:30 in the morning, so it was all dark too. So
fine. Like, you said you were 3 blocks away. Just turn around quick.
Looking back at it,
go to a class in the evening instead.
Turning around might have been the move.
Like, why did? So this wasn't a class you were teaching. This was a Mm-mm. class you were just participating in.
Participate. Yeah.
Just fucking skip it. Like, I know you take your fitness very seriously, but go to the next one.
Wait, yeah. All things that could have been considered in the moment.
And then to not bail once you actually did shit yourself, and it's all over your clothes, it might run down your legs, to still go to the class. That's just psychotic behavior, my friend.
Thank you.
I mean... This is also like the best chance we're ever going to have at this podcast blowing up, because that's a story.
Or this podcast blowing out.
Or blowing out. Good one. I don't know, man. I guess I appreciate the grind more than anything. The dedication is real.
Dedication is real. And I was, as I was thinking about this, I was like, all right, do I tell Paste? And I was like, yeah, he's going to think it's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
And I was going to keep it at that, and then I was like, "No, what? Fuck it. Shit happens. Shit happens, man. We're doing it live."
Oh, how do you have such trouble with your bowel movements?
I don't know.
What was last year like? Jimmy John's? You shit yourself waiting for a sandwich, and like,
yes. Wow. Yeah. Exactly. I didn't trust the fart. Or I did trust a fart, and I shouldn't have. Yeah.
That one's at least a little understandable. So you pulled over, you shit just in the middle of the public road?
Yeah, kind of. No. I was like in a wooded-ish area. There was some grass in it.
I'm gonna have to listen back to this myself. I was like so. I was so shocked at what you were telling us that I kind of quit listening because I just couldn't believe it. So I missed some of the details there. But I'm excited to replay this back. Are you sure you want this to be kept in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. Incredible.
No, my stomach hurts from laughing about it.
Are you sure it's from laughing and not because you have to poop? Because you don't have to do the podcast if you have to poop, Jim. Just go to the bathroom like a normal adult.
We're good.
Okay. Next award, I guess. I don't know how we... Well, this isn't Detroit, man. It's the Super Bowl, the dumbest award of the week.
Dumbest word of the week has to be going to cycle class after pooping your pants.
It sure does.
And then the walker told me I have AIDS for the most unexpected thing of the week was pooping next to a fence. And then, oh yeah, I forgot there was a dog that showed up. He was just being let out by his owners, though. So, like, nobody saw me.
He's like, hey, this is my territory.
I do that.
What the fuck you doing here? Find your own mark. Oh man, that was glorious. We could just probably stop the pod. Well, thank you for sharing that, Jammer. That wraps up our awards for the week.
Maybe the year. I don't know.
Probably the year. We'll be right back. Ironically, with Shit Happens, We Drink.
Well, shit happens.
We drink.
Literally. See previous 10 minutes. That's all I got.
What'd you think of the Vikes-Packers game last week?
Super fun first half. Second half, nail-biting. Second half was like the Sam Darnold turned back into a pumpkin kind of deal. Jordan Love turned it on. The Packers missed. I mean, they missed a couple field goals early on. I was up at Jeff's cabin, so just watching with me and Jeff, and I didn't have red zone on, which I actually appreciated for the first time all year, because then we could just celebrate the Vikes together, and then we went on the boat afterwards. So I had a great Vikings-Packers day.
That would have been such a bad loss to be up 28-0 and then blow it. But as soon as he muffed that punt right before halftime, it was just like, oh no, doors open.
Dude, and what are you doing trying to catch a punt like you catch a pass?
I know.
Just let that go behind you,
there's 30 seconds left. You're up 20. Like, be situational.
Yeah,
we were down at my neighbor C.L. Paul's house to watch it.
What? C.L. Paul?
His name's Paul. He started a picks league for our neighborhood, like our cul-de-sac area. And every week he sends out an email and like recaps, and he always signs off with C.Y'all. Comma Paul, so I call him C. Y'all Paul because I just find it he's dorky, I guess. But
he doesn't know
I call him C. Y'all Paul. That's just what I call him, and now Jackie calls him. But yeah, we were down at C. Y'all Paul's house.
That's great.
Also, he's like if AG and Eric Fritz could conceive, that's C. Y'all Paul, and that's not a bad thing. He's a very nice guy, cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
He just reminds me of like literally a mix of AG and Eric Fritz.
Like super smart, very good at darts and pool and
smart,
golf and funny
gambling. Like, same kind of sense of humor.
Oh yeah, oh awesome.
A little more quiet. You know?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Great comp.
Anyway, we were down at his place, and it was the third quarter. There was like 3 minutes left. It was still 28-7, and the Packers had to go for it on like a 4th and 8 in like close to the red zone, and they didn't get it. The Vikings stopped them.
Yeah.
And there was like 3 minutes left in the third, and then he goes, I hate to say, he's a huge Vikings fan. He's like, I hate to say it, but I think that's game. And I was like, oh, you don't know what you just did. There was a strip sack returned for a touchdown, and then like another fumble, 2-play touchdown right after that. And all of a sudden, it was like a 6-point game in five minutes. And he just turned into a ghost. And Jackie and I were like, we're going to go back home now. Because it was getting uncomfortable.
Oh, God. Yeah. Just in case. I saw a meme this week that somebody put on Instagram. I need Minnesota Vikings fans to know that previous seasons and just living in Minnesota doesn't affect this current Vikings season. Yes, the fuck it does. What are you talking about? That guy clearly was not from Minnesota that put that out there.
It's not how it works at all. What's next here? We got neighborhood text. Oh, do you have like a text? Are you on like a text chain for your neighborhood, like with your neighbors and stuff?
No, but I get it.
I got roped into one of these like two months ago when it was the Night to Unite type thing, you know?
Yeah.
And so now there's like 12 of us on this text thread, which is fine if it was only used for like important things, like, hey, there's a fire in the neighborhood, or like, hey, my daughter's missing or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're literally like, oh, I'm at the apple orchard today. Pictures.
Oh, no.
And it's like, I don't fucking care. I had to mute it. I'm like, this thing's just blown up. But then yesterday our power went out, and it turns out it was just like a breaker or something. So all you had to do is go and like flip your breaker. But it happened to everyone, which I didn't know that could happen. And so then it was useful because one of the people told us how to reset our power back on, which
there
you know,
we go.
I should know, considering I work for the utility, but I didn't know.
Good work.
I don't know.
So it's been useful one time in 3 months.
I would say twice, because my next door neighbor, she did send out a thing when her cat was missing, and then I found the cat. So maybe that was...
All right, twice.
Yeah, so maybe twice.
You hero.
Let's see what else.
Speaking of cats.
Oh, good transition, Jim Urbano. That's why you make the big bucks. Carl Anthony Towns traded. Thoughts? Quickly? I don't have any. I think it's probably...
Cat. I know we don't like Cat that much. I like Cat as a person. He meant a lot to the Minnesota community, but it was time to move on. Plus, Griff's buddy Jack Chandler had a spot-on analysis of this trade. We got rid of a cat, and we got two bona fide dogs in return. Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo. Randle can bang down low. DiVincenzo is going to be a fucking shooter. I'm pumped for it. Cat, I'm sorry, Cat. You are not going to survive New York media, dude.
I don't think so either. We're going to move on before we lose Dempsey.
Yep.
The oh, Twins.
God, now we're going to talk about baseball?
I know, just quickly. The Twins with a just completely expected meltdown. It's just embarrassing being a Twins fan. More importantly, we lost a legend in the MLB world, Pete Rose. Did you want to say any, you know, goodbye words to Peter?
No. Yeah, I heard. Well, not only a legend in the MLB world, but in the sports gambling universe.
Allegedly, yeah.
Allegedly.
No, I didn't actually care about him dying. Well, whatever. I wasn't hoping for anyone to die.
No.
What I wanted to ask you was, it spawned in my head, what would like be the athlete death that would rock your world? Like, who's your Jimmy Buffett of athletes that would like you'd be bummed about the most?
Well, definitely Randy Moss, but that's years off. So somebody kind of probably Magic.
No, it doesn't have to be who's, like, older. Just, yeah, Moss.
Randy Moss, and somebody that's, like, in the era of potential would definitely be Magic.
Magic, yeah.
Who's yours?
It would have been Kobe, but, you know, he already died. Well, so right. I guess it'd be
easy answer.
Tony Romo now.
Ooh.
Although a tragic death might help his Hall of Fame case. And so, no,
at what point
no,
do you think
like
this
that.
At what point do you think we ever pay this bet off?
He'll get in the Hall of Fame. He's going to make it as an announcer, and we didn't say he had to go in as a player, you know?
Such a great point. I can't wait to shave Favreau.
But eventually, it'll take like 20 more years, but his quarterbacking career, which was okay, just he didn't win much, anything, mixed with his broadcasting career, it's going to be like 40 years of work. He'll get in. Absolutely. And then I'm going to enjoy a case of beer and not have to have Pat poop on my back. So win-win. what else we got here? Oh, a vet visit. Yeah, Jackie took the cats. So every year we have to do a wellness check on our cats because Aria, the orange one, she gets gabapentin twice a day. And in order to keep being prescribed the medicine, we have to take her in for a checkup every year, which is annoying because otherwise you don't need to take a cat in if they're house cats, because like they're not going to get rabies or anything.
Sure.
But we take both of them in when we do this. So she took Gendry and Aria in last week. And if you remember from last year, Gendry had a heart murmur discovered. Mm-hmm. And so... a year has passed now, and he's been the exact same cat as he's always been, still running around playing. Seems good to go. Even though, like, when he first got diagnosed with it, they said, you know, a lot of times in cats, that's not good. Leads to heart disease. He might not be around for much longer. Seems like he's doing okay. So anyway, while he was there, he got checked up again to see, you know, if it was still there. And so the vet said he did, like, the exam on him or whatever, and he said to Jackie, you know, good news, bad news. What do you want to hear first? And Jackie, being the straight shooter that she is, said bad news first. So he said, okay, well, the bad news is the heart murmur is still there. The good news is it's just a cat.
God damn it. This is all set up the whole time.
Well, it's actually all a true story, but he didn't say that.
Oh, well done.
It's a Norm MacDonald joke.
Oh, good job. Good job, dude.
No, it is still there, but he didn't say that last part. I just like
right.
joke.
Well, I'm happy Gen's doing all right, or as good as he can.
Yeah, we're supposed to go get like an EKG done for him to see what type of murmur it is, but it's like $700. Oof. And it's like, I could buy like 100 cats for that. You know, so we're not going to do that.
No, we're good.
All right, what's next? Quick parent corner. So Jude, she was eating these like sweet potato bites. They're just like sweet potatoes, but in the shape of like a star or a dinosaur or whatever.
Yep, okay.
And she loves these things. So she was eating a sweet potato bite, or she's eating a bunch of them and some other, like, I think she was having like that mac and cheese or something. And then randomly she rips one of the sweet potato bites in half. She sets it on top of her head, and then she just continues eating her food. And I have a picture of it here.
Oh, dude, I love it. That's so cute, though.
She sat there for, like, the next 10 minutes just continuing to eat with the sweet potato bite on her head.
And it balanced on her head the whole time?
Yeah, I was like, you're fucking weird.
That's pretty impressive. Let's go, Jude. I love that.
Yeah, I don't know. She's funny. She's really weird. You'd love her. She also sharts herself all the time.
Oh, yeah. We're fast friends. That's like something we would have done in college.
Yeah, right?
She's ahead of the curve.
And the last thing I have here is birthmarks. Do you have any birthmarks?
No, not really.
Yeah, me either.
Okay.
Right. A little trivia for the Yonk We Drink audience. All right, we'll be right back with Peaks and Valleys.
Sweet.
Peaks and Valleys, we're back. Jammer, start us off. What was your peak?
Absolute peak of the week was going up to Jeff's cabin for the weekend. Drove up with Griffin Gretch on Friday, so we got out of work early. It was amazing. Gretch and I just having a good old time in the car, slamming them back. Griffin, huge props for being driver, letting us be passenger princesses. And then it was like 85 degrees all weekend, so we basically spent the entire time out on the boat, jumping in. Griff caught some fish, just listening to music, playing bags. It was just like a good old-fashioned cabin weekend, and I've been going up to Jeff's cabin since I was like 13, so it was just all these things coming back, and it was just absolutely perfect.
Sounds incredible. Yeah, perfect lake weekend, and one of the last nice weekends of the year, most likely. Jeff's cabin, is that where we went the one year on the way up to the houseboat?
That's exactly right.
Nice. It's a nice place. And he has like a boat and stuff.
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
Incredible. What did you rub on your chest in that snap video before you jumped into the lake? Was pancake that mayonnaise? Batter.
No, that was pancake batter. Griff poured it on me and then I rubbed it on.
Why?
We had extra pancake batter.
Got it.
And what else would you do with it?
Yeah, it seemed like it was a callback to the mayonnaise on your bachelor party with Tyler.
It's mayonnaise! It's mayonnaise! Yeah, absolutely was. Because, like, the only meal that we really ate together and that we ate was breakfast time.
How far of a drive is it?
It's only 3 hours.
Oh, that's not bad. That's, like, perfect amount to enjoy some roadies on. How many times did you have to unnecessarily stop so you could pee?
Just once.
Oh, that's not bad
stopped,
at all.
We stopped twice. We stopped once to eat, and then we stopped once to get booze for the weekend, so both were necessary stops, but we took care of business both times.
I miss roadies. That's always fun. But it is annoying when it's like every 20 minutes you have to pull over and pee. God.
Dude, absolutely. Like going to formal and everybody's popping them in the back seat. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Also love those times.
2 hour trip takes like 3.5 hours.
Where are you guys?
Let's see. My high of the week was back home last weekend or this past weekend for my sister's wedding or whatever, right? And my dad, he was just like super generous. I don't know if he was trying to make up for all like the missed birthday and Christmas presents over the years or what.
Yeah.
But I got gifted a zero turn lawnmower and a 9mm handgun. How's that for a combination?
They see me rolling. They hating.
Now I should mention the lawnmower doesn't run.
Okay, yeah.
It doesn't work. So it reminded me a little bit of 8 Mile, and he's like, here, happy birthday, Rabbit. Here's a brand new car. You can have it.
You can have it.
It didn't have as much of a oomph when he told me it doesn't work. But
sure, yeah.
No, but so, he's gonna fix it up. He's good at that stuff. Let's see, like what Machine Gun Mike is to clocks and watches. Yeah. That's kind of how my dad is with like machinery or motors.
Small engines and that kind of thing. Yeah. Nice.
So he'll get it running, which is amazing because it's actually a nice, it's like a 2020 or something zero turn mower, so I was actually really pumped about that. But
so that means riding lawnmower, right?
Yeah, like a riding one. Yep.
Oh, your dream, dude.
I know.
You're just gonna be out there beer in hand running up. Oh yes.
Yep. And our feet should be safe going forward.
Feet should be okay. Stad, thank you for the PSA.
And then the handgun is something I had been wanting because you know, you never know when a unannounced party bus is going to roll up. So, now I can protect my family and I.
Yep. I'm going to ask that every single year, too.
What about your low? I mean,
well, we've dwelt on this story quite enough, but going down to Browntown was my low.
So for everyone listening, what you didn't get to see is the after we stopped that segment, we always take like a little 1 to 2 minute break. And the look on Jammer's face was nothing but, should I have done that? Should I have just told everyone that? I could see you recontemplating things.
Yep.
But too late. It's already out there. This is live. It's on the YouTube.
This is live. It's on the YouTube channel. Make sure you like and subscribe.
Let's see. What do I got for my low here? Oh, Friday night. So I only see my dad usually twice a year. So whenever I go home, inevitably we stay up to 4 in the morning drinking. And this time, I have a toddler. And so I was like, I am going to bed at 1. 1 o'clock comes around. Jackie's already upstairs sleeping with Jude. I was like, all right, Dad, I'm going to bed. He's like, one more. And this is where one and go came from for me, I realized.
I think so.
And next thing you know, he's pouring a cup of whiskey on the rocks. And I'm not going to let him sit down here and drink it alone. And then we get into the 70s and 80s music that he has to show me, and it's the same records every time, it's the same thing.
I've seen this bit before.
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing every time. Finally got to sleep at 4:30. Go upstairs. Jude's up at 6. Jackie's pissed at me for staying up till 4:30, so I'm like, well, I'll get some brownie points here. So I get up with Jude at 6, and from 6 to 7, I'm just down in the basement playing with my beautiful daughter, who is full of energy in the morning.
Oh, why not?
Finally, at 7, Jackie was up, and so I handed Jude off, and I got to sleep for, one more hour. And then I had to go do, wedding shit all day long on, right. 2.5-3 hours of sleep, and I was fucking miserable. Man, I can't do that anymore.
Absolutely not.
That was a really, really long day.
And I'm sure it was one of those things where you, couldn't keep anything down, either.
Oh, yeah, not at all. And, at one point, my nose started bleeding, and I was just like, right before we were supposed to go over to the farm for the wedding, and I was trying to get ready, and my nose was bleeding, and I was just like, Jackie came into the room, she's like, everything okay? And I'm like, no, everything's not okay. And I'm literally breaking down, about to cry, and I'm like, I just want to fucking die right now. I was miserable. And she, of course, is just like, I feel literally zero bad for you.
Yeah, no sympathy.
And it's like, I can't even be a baby to her because, she doesn't have to. I did it to myself. Yeah, never again. Which is what I say every time, too. But
right. Yep. And here we go.
That's it for P's and V's.
I'm last excited for our last segment.
Thing I guess we have here is the paste reviews, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, U.S. Bank Stadium. I walked into U.S. Bank Stadium and ordered a can of Copenhagen. The bartender looked at me and said, sorry, we only have Skol.
Oh, nice.
So dumb.
So dumb.
A beer all week.
Hey, tip your bartenders.
Not very good one. I could pass it up, though.
I like it.
All right.
Remember when we went there and you people like... You, I don't think you wore any Cowboys things, but you were low-key making fun of the Vikings whenever anything would happen. Be like, oh, are we skulling? Did we skull it? Were we skulling? And people are like, yeah, skull, man, skull.
Yeah, skull it. Skull it.
Skull it.
Oh, you see that? He skulled it.
And Jackie's like, he's making fun of you. Shut up.
Yeah, they got sick of me quick. All right, what's my location for next week, Jammer? I'll put in a little more effort.
I got two options for you.
Okay.
One is a pronunciation one, which is hilarious, and two is something that we collectively hate. So, number one option is a pizzeria, little-known joint, spelled C-A-R-B-O-N-E-S.
C-A-R-B-O-N-E-S?
Yep.
Yeah, Carbones.
Yeah, Carbone. You know, the famous Italian.
Yeah, we
Carbone.
Got one of those in Woodbury. Carbone.
Yeah,
sure.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. We've all been there before.
What's the other one?
The other option is the Minneapolis Courthouse.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I could get some good ones on that. Okay, I'll be back next week with those.
I love it. I can't wait.
That's it, man. What are you doing this weekend?
Golfing with AG and Howard and Strat tomorrow. Nice. Super psyched. And then I'm coaching at Lifetime on Sunday morning, and I'm going to bring my laptop and get the game hooked up so we can watch the game as everybody's working out, and my boss is providing protein snacks and shakes and stuff. So it's like watching the game in the most fit way possible.
Yeah, a little different. Maybe bring a couple extra pairs of trousers.
Yeah, that's a good idea. What are you doing?
Tonight, just going to probably edit this, try to get it out tomorrow so that people can listen to it before the game's on Sunday because otherwise the timing is weird. Tomorrow, Saturday. Oh, Jackie has like a, she's doing her own like research project and study type thing. So she has to, she's got like 100+ people coming into TRIA to do stuff. I don't know what they like, tests and whatnot.
Yeah.
For a study that she's in charge of. So that's kind of cool. So
she's,
I'll be
so much smarter than we are. That's, I know, so awesome. I love, that's good for her.
Doing real things with her life, and here I am talking about pooping my pants, or pooping her pants. But so yeah, I'll probably just hang out with Jude tomorrow, and then I don't know. Yeah, Viking game early Sunday, and Cowboys play Sunday night, so I think we're gonna go to an apple orchard on Sunday. So
make sure you text the neighbors.
Same thing as you, basically.
So. Yeah, exactly the same.
Yeah. All right. Well, until next time, Jim.
You honk.
We drink.
Can't lose.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.